This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, tomorrow, 2:30, can I get you interested in Memphis-Louisville?
Oh, yeah. I watched that Baylor game. I'm seeing some folks getting coached up, dare I say.
Step up in competition, obviously, because you're going from a Baylor team that replaced basically everybody to a Louisville team that is number 11 in the country.
And plays 10.
And it's there at the Yum Center.
Yep.
So, you know, I expect it to be a very, very raucous crowd. Memphis has played on the road at Ole Miss. This will be a different crowd. Ole Miss was still in football season. They were still trying to, will their team to the playoffs. So, again, very different situation altogether. Look, it'd be great if Memphis wins. We'd come in here on Monday. We'd celebrate the hell out of it.
Oh, I mean, some real awesome juice to the season. I say you get this win,
but
heck of a road win.
You can actually still get some things accomplished if you keep this game within the number.
Agreed.
I mean, that's the
even if you don't. Well, I know your big thing's covering. Well, you've accomplished something.
Well, if you keep it within the number, like your net rating should go up with even with a loss, right?
Good point.
I mean,
you're right.
If KenPom has you his 14-point loss, you lose by six.
I'm with you.
You know, you go up some. Right. It's not going to change your season, but like ultimately, you're just trying to climb the ladder. You know, rung by rung here. You get blown out. That's gonna hurt you. It's gonna hurt you. It's gonna hit your net rating. Now again, we've talked about it. At large is a fat chance at this point, but you have opportunities. You win this weekend, again, huge underdog. But if you win this weekend and then you got Vandy on Wednesday, you win that one, you win at Mississippi State. I mean, these are super, 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 super unlikely wins. Mm-hmm. At least the first two are. I mean, you could be an at large if you go 3-0. I mean, you could be on the bubble there. I mean, you'd be what? 7-4? I mean, you'd be at large for sure going into conference play, because then you'd have Alabama State, you'd be 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say 8-4 with wins at Louisville, Vandy, Baylor, you're an at large. Again, that's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
You know, if you go 1-2, you're not going to be. You're not 6-6 ain't going to get you there. But I mean, it's, you know, honestly, better than I thought it might have been after that Wake Forest loss.
Right.
I mean, because you win Baylor, that was the one. You had to win Baylor. They won as a 3-point underdog, kind of saved your hopes of that.
Well, to me, and just to dovetail on what you said there, it was the way you won, right? What you were able,
exactly.
You coached up some guys. You got more out of Zach Davis. You got more out of Aaron Bradshaw. And hopefully, John, I mean, you I know he started out pretty well, but they lost Dane Danger for a moment there last year, and Penny benched him. He made him watch film, and Dane Danger came back basically playing at an All-American level the rest of the way. Penny has shown through seasons that he does have the ability to get guys to play better and to coach them up. And we've talked about the work they're obviously doing with Aaron Bradshaw individually as a team, because they've got to get it out of him, frankly, with the investment that he is. And so, not, even in a loss, even if they don't cover, but more importantly, John's right. I mean, hopefully you're close and it'll build up all your numbers. But if nothing else, that's what you want to see continue is a coaching up of these guys so that you can get to a point, John, at large, we can talk about whether they can get back in or not. What you want to know is that you've got the right guys in the right mix that's going to win you the American Conference Tournament.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what you're trying to get to. So you leave yourself no margin for error. I mean, there can't be at this point because of the start. You've really got to focus on having the right guys and knowing whatever that formula is that's going to dominate the American. And like we said, it's not just winning a regular season title. You don't know for sure. You'll know more after these next, what, you get through these first 12.
Yep.
About what you could do if you've got a chance to be in at large. But I want the right team by the time you get to conference play so that you're dominating and you're winning that conference tournament title. That's the way in.
Yeah, absolutely. See,
it's the way you know you can get in.
Absolutely. They're 119 right now at net. So let's say you go to Louisville, you know, again, you're 14-point dog, 15-point dog. You keep it within single digits, which I think Petty has shown he can do. He had a week to prepare. Unfortunately, you won't have Thedford in this one. This is one I was really hoping he would play in because he brings that energy.
But where's Tulsa on that net?
Yeah, so Tulsa's kind of gamed it.
And the rest of the American.
Tulsa's 46.
See?
Yeah.
That's actually a win now in terms of an opportunity where we looked in conference. We usually say there's nothing.
Wichita's 73, South Florida 74.
You got three teams right there.
UAB's 101, Florida Atlantic's 110. And then Memphis 119.
Those road games there will be possible quad ones if they stay there.
We'll see,
now, you
yeah.
don't expect them to Tulsa to necessarily stay there, but they will be better opportunities than you've had previously the last couple of years when there was
essentially none last year. Exactly.
What was it, North Texas? Was it North Texas on road was your best one?
And you didn't play there.
That's right. You didn't get it.
Yeah. North Texas, by the way, is 201 at the net.
Woo.
New coach, not going so hot.
And you said South Florida's what?
South Florida's 74.
Okay.
So,
and Torvik thought them best team coming in.
Yes.
Tulsa has come in and, as you said, gamed the system.
Yeah.
They are blowing out bad teams.
Exactly, yes.
And when you do that, you can rise in the net. That's why it's flawed. That's why the net is flawed.
It is flawed. So, I mean, the fact that we can't devote too much attention to it, you know, in December, but
it can help your resume technically in your numbers.
They beat Oklahoma Christian, which I don't even think is a Division I school, by 43. They beat Manhattan Christian, same thing, by 51. I mean, that, you know, San Jose State by 30. I mean, that's all about the margins there. It's not about the opponents. And that's why it's like, you know, we talked about Memphis scheduling. You got to start thinking about incorporating some more of these because, in a way, if you do it really right, you know, you still have marquee games, but you're not playing eight of them things to where you're getting your head cracked. You know, this week is crazy for Memphis.
Don't you kiss any chance of attendance goodbye? I get what you're saying.
You're right. And I mean, that's a fair point.
Your thing is about seeding.
No, that's an interesting. Right. I mean, yeah, because you will sacrifice. I mean, you're having a hard time as is.
And so, I start bringing in three more bums.
I wouldn't bring. I wouldn't go so low as Manhattan Christian or whatever.
Just
but a little bit
more balance. Maybe it's two.
More
maybe
Alabama two more states. Which you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.